Started off early, a fumble first play by Goodland, and it was pretty much all downhill for the rest of the night. You knew it, going in, there's a possibility of it being a lopsided, but you didn't want to assume that. You had to come play the game, but you guys did a good job of taking care of business tonight.
Yeah, we did. You know, and when we got the lead, our seniors are great leaders for our younger guys, and so it's great for those young guys to get out there and get to play in front of them and not only learn from the coaches, but, you know, those older guys do a great job of kind of taking them under their wing and working with them and talking to them when they're on the sidelines. So it was great to get those younger guys in there.
It was, and you got the younger guys in there. You got the new ones in there. Wyatt Hayes kind of had his way there, but the line did a good job, a hat on a hat in that first half. I think your first possessions, you scored on your first eight possessions there of the ball game, and first seven possessions of the ball game in that first half, and you just kind of like to see that a little bit more consistency, especially kind of how the second half went last week against Holcomb.
Yeah, you know, last week we got to learn, you know, every game, and there's things to learn from this game too. You know, I don't think we read our blocks very well with the running backs. I thought we were a little impatient, you know, trying to hit a hole too early and not letting those blocks, you know, take place. But yeah, last week was it was kind of tough in the second half, you know, mostly because of our own problems, that, you know, offsides and some penalties that kind of set us back, but it was you know, got those fixed. But again, you know, it's just a great to see those younger guys in there.
A lot of highlights in the game, but the first half, your scoring was capped off a defensive lineman scoring a touchdown, and Gabe Belmos had a pick in that first quarter on the same play, and this time he had a better read on it and got the deflection to himself and rumbled down the field.
He did. He made a really good play on that, kind of pressed his offensive defender guy and kind of just sat there. So I don't know if he read it, or, you know, he did learn a little bit from it the first time and made a great play. You know, I joking with Coach McKeach, and I don't think I've seen anybody do that since he did it against Colby when he was in high school. So yeah, it's always good for those guys to get a touchdown. You know, they get pretty excited for one another.
You know, you mentioned that too, Coach. I said the same thing about Michael getting one of those, or Coach McKeach, I should say, getting one of those against Colby. So that was good to see. And you also got some young kids in there, got some good reps, and I thought, you know, for the most part, they really did a good job getting some reps there. And Kevin Dong gets into the end zone. He ran the ball pretty hard there.
He does, you know, and he's one of our scout team guys, you know, so he gets to run against a pretty good defense every day, you know, and he runs the ball hard. The first play was just an accident. We called the wrong play and a little miscommunication, but he ran the ball hard. And not only him, you know, I think Sawyer and Kale and Lauren and Kevin, you know, they all ran hard. Damon Estrella, Kale Wheeler, you know, they got a touch each, and, you know, they made the most of it. And so that's always good when those guys get the chance, especially in such a great crowd. You know, it was, you know, everything that they kind of, you know, rolled out for the fans to get here. And, man, it was awesome. It was just a great crowd. You know, it was full, tons of people standing around, you know, and hopefully they don't shy away when they got to pay to get in. So, you know, hopefully we keep, you know, getting crowds like this, because it was a great start to the new stadium.
Could you sense maybe the players as well pretty amped up, maybe a little bit more with the new stadium that they're playing in front of? This is big time.
Yeah, you know, it is. It's great facility, and, you know, it just looks, you know, phenomenal. So, yeah, they were excited. You know, and it's a district game too. So to get off, you know, on the right foot is key. You can't be behind, you know, playing catch up, you know, when we have a district game in week three. You know, you got to take care of business. So we did that tonight, and we were able to get everybody, you know, keep everybody healthy, and that's what we're looking for late.
Well, it's homecoming next Friday night, so you play your final non-district game. I know it's hard to say that, only three non-district games, but Ulysses coming to town next Friday night. Last check at halftime, they were up at Hugoton 9-6, but Ulysses, they've got one win this year, and that was against the same Goodland team, but they kind of showed some offensive, I guess you could say, that they do have some offensive power coming in here this year.
They do. They've got a couple backs that run hard. They got one back in particular that's got quite a bit of speed and pretty shifty. So, you know, we got to do a good job. Plus, you know, with Devin being 6'6", 6'7", whatever he is, he's able to, you know, see those guys, you know, in the passing game. So we got to get pressure on them, but we got to be able to shut down the run. And, you know, Coach Turner will get on that, you know, this weekend. You know, he's got to go to a wedding. You know, we'll be ready for him on Monday and start to prepare.
Appreciate the time, Coach, stopping by here post-game, and we'll see you next week.
All right, thanks, Adam.